I heard an interesting quote the other day, and it was, you'll never lose credibility for making a mistake, but you will lose credibility for not owning one. And I think that rings very true, because in life we do happen to make mistakes, and I actually want to change the definition of a mistake, because I don't think any of us essentially intentionally go out and make the wrong choice. I think we make the best choice we feel is right based upon the limited information we may or may not have. Perhaps a mistake is really where you have all the information to make the decision and you go against that information, you make a decision and it turns out to be the wrong one. I think that's probably a better definition of a mistake. But one thing I learned many years ago when I was working in finance was I had a boss who said to me, he said, if you make a mistake, do not cover it up because I'll find out. If you make a mistake, come to me with a solution, we'll test it and we'll see exactly how it goes. And if you need my help, I'll be there to support you. And what this did for me is it allowed me the freedom to go ahead and actually make decisions and use all the information I had to make a decision based upon a set of circumstances. And, you know, sometimes it went off and there weren't any problems that arose from it. But on the other times where something did go astray, I then knew that I wasn't going to be in trouble and I was set free, and it actually allowed me to go ahead and learn a lot more effectively. But on those times where I did make a mistake, I then went to him with my proposed solution and we then tested that hypothesis. And quite often he would say, oh, well, the reason why you're looking at this is because of A, B, and C, but you need to go and get this information, and by getting that information, this is going to be the way to solve it. But it also pointed out to me where my decision making was flawed, where I needed to then go and get more information from in the first place in order to make a better decision up front. And I think when we take this approach where we then own the mistake after making it, and we do so in an environment where there isn't actually any fear of it, we are then allowed to go forward and learn a lot more freely. And I think what happens is that builds a lot more trust between us and our leaders. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a business thing. It could be something with our family. You go to make an investment decision, such as buying an investment property or buying some shares, or you go to do something like reprimand your children, and you make those decisions and sometimes they come off and sometimes they don't, but you need to own that to the other person you're being involved with, and not cover it up and not try and hide it. Because what I found is that when we try and hide those mistakes or cover them up, quite often it actually gets worse. I mean, it's like digging a hole and you fill it up with water, the hole's still there, and it actually becomes a bit more of a larger hazard. So the lesson is, if you make a mistake, just own it. That's the decision you made. It actually takes a lot more courage and a lot more strength, and it builds your credibility.